The United Nations has condemned the attack, which killed two civilians and a peacekeeper serving at the UN mission in Mali, or MINUSMA, in addition to wounding several of his colleagues. Up to two-thirds of the organization's peacekeeping staff are working in areas affected by terrorism, according to one of the UN's senior experts on counterterrorism, Jean-Paul Laborde. He spoke through an interpreter.
As long as terrorists and their organizations continue to spread fear and horror through these attacks, the peoples living in these countries, the staff of the United Nations, the officers of the United Nations will also be their targets. We mustn't forget terrorism, violent extremism, and organized crime are threats to international peace and security, and they put the United Nations peacekeeping operations in a new vulnerability and a growing invulnerability because of these three elements.
Terrorism also puts neighboring states at risk, according to Michel Jean, head of La Francophonie, the Association of the World's French-speaking countries. Almost half of the UN's 16 peacekeeping operations are located in countries where the language is spoken. She also spoke through an interpreter.
We saw very recently how the army of Niger was victim of an attack carried out by criminal militias on the 6th of October this year. In that attack, 22 soldiers who were providing security for a Malian refugee site in Tahoua region on the border of Mali were killed in broad daylight. The sub-region is seeking for MINUSMA to be in a place to, in the implementation of its mandate, to be able to act more tactically and in a more robust way, and that it can do so on the basis of greater dialogue and greater coordination with neighboring countries and with target countries.
Since terrorism and violent extremism thrive in environments where governments have failed or where there is impunity, peacekeeping will need to be more nimble, UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson told the chamber.
Developing our intelligence and analysis capacity will be critical in this pursuit. We will also need to adjust how we conduct our core tasks, including our good offices, our capacity building, our community engagement, and stabilization measures.
Mr. Ellison said the UN will also have to ensure that the political objectives of its peacekeeping operations are clearly defined and communicated. He also called for new and creative ways to achieve political goals, particularly in conflict situations where some parties may not be what he called speaking partners or willing participants. Deanne Penn, United Nations.